Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Singer Frank Ocean has temporarily lost his driver's license and faces a marijuana possessions charge after police said they pulled him over twice in California for driving more than 90 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. Police found a small bag of marijuana and he was cited for possession. Meanwhile, Ocean took to Twitter and had this to say, "Hi guys, I smoke pot. Okay guys, bye." Supermodel Naomi Campbell says regardless of reports over the weekend, she's doing fine following a mugging in Paris. Campbell was attacked on a Paris street while trying to catch a cab. She was knocked over and robbed and suffered a major leg injury, among other minor cuts and bruises. Funk legend George Clinton is being forced to hand over four classic recordings to pay off the $1 million he owes to a law firm. Hendrix and Lewis won a $1.5 million judgment against him back in 2010, but was only able to collect over $340,000, so a federal judge has granted the firm copyrights to four songs, including the very popular Funkadelic's jam, One Nation Under a Groove. The firm can sell and use the music however it wants, with all the money going towards paying back the original judgment. Chad Johnson's sex tape troubles keeps getting worse. The former NFL star is suing two websites for illegally posting the video online. He sent a cease and desist letter to World Star Hip Hop and Media Takeout. Meanwhile, Worldstar said they would countersuit and that a suit is baseless since they did everything by the book when it came to acquiring the video, including getting their copy from the legal owner. Rapper Shorty Lowe's new reality show, All My Baby Mamas, has yet to receive an air date but has gathered much negative criticism. A petition has been created calling for the cancellation of the show, which is expected to air on Oxygen. The petition claims that the program demeans black children, women, and stereotypes black men. As of today, over 20,000 people have signed. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West has turned down $3 million for a tabloid offer for their baby's first picture. The couple has been flooded with lucrative deals with offers in the millions. Singer R. Kelly is hoping the power of music can help those affected by the Sandy Hook school shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, as he's just released a song honoring the victims of last month's massacre. The song is called I Know You Are Hurting, and all the proceeds will be donated to help families of the victims.